2,000 teens with intellectual, developmental, psychiatric, emotional, behavioral, or physical disabilities who receive supplemental Social Security benefits are engaged in a federal experiment. Half are involved in workforce training and summer jobs. The others receive their usual support services. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, Arkansas Promise, administered by the University of Arkansas and the Arkansas Department of Education, is now in its third year.
This morning, Zachary McCoy organizes disheveled inventory inside a Harps grocery store in downtown Rogers.
I stock the shelves, clean stuff, pull carts, really basic stuff.
This is the first job for the 15-year-old Rogers native, sponsored by Arkansas Promise, a workplace training research project for youth with disabilities.
I have ADHD and a small amount of anxiety at points.
McCoy appears to channel that nervous energy at his new workplace, walking briskly from task to task. Plus, he says he's starting to save money for college. He wants to study robotics and mechanical engineering. HARP's manager, Brenda Fernandez, says McCoy's a very reliable worker.
He really enjoys coming in. He's always early and just happy and ready to start work.
Travis Byram is Northwest Regional Director for Arkansas Promise. He coordinates 8 connectors, or case managers, who are currently training 164 youth in the region.
We try to align their job with their career interest.
Youth who must hail from low to middle income families have to meet certain requirements to participate in Arkansas Promise.
To be inducted into the research project, they had to be 14 to 16 of age at the time of being inducted as a participant. And the only qualification is they have to be collecting Social Security supplementary income.
The program aims to prove that youth with disabilities ranging from autism to Down syndrome are able to make a living rather than languish on government disability income. Job recruits undertake 2 paid work experiences, getting lots of support, including a case manager, monthly training sessions involving the entire family, benefits counseling, health and wellness training, and financial insights. Susan Daniel, operations manager for the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District, is under contract with Arkansas Promise to provide workplace sites. This year, a total of 37 employers in Benton and Washington counties.
HARPS has been really good. We've got HARPS and Box 10 all over the area. We have Goodwill Industries. We have radio stations. We have veterinarian offices, pet grooming. We have garden centers. Just a wide variety.
Restaurants, childcare, and even a local chocolate factory have hired Promise Youth. Medical facilities are excluded, however, because teens are underage. The Promise Grant provides youth paychecks, a nice comp for participating employers. Based on prevailing wages, youth are required to work a total of 200 hours per summer. But not all youth stay the course, Susan Daniel says. Some quit, a few have been fired. And families must fully commit, given there is shuttling of teens to project meetings and jobs.
Since recruiting 2,000 youth, so far only 7 youth have withdrawn from the project overall.
Philip Adams is director of Arkansas Promise, which operates across 25 Arkansas counties. Promise is a $211 million nationwide joint research project of the U.S. Department of Education, Health and Human Services and Labor, as well as the Social Security Administration.
So Arkansas Promise, along with the 5 other national Promise sites, it's the largest double-blind randomized control trial in the history of the U.S. Department of Education.
A $32 million grant was awarded to the Arkansas Department of Education and the College of Education and Health Professions at the University of Arkansas, which have been administering the Promise Project since 2013. The firm Mathematica Policy Research is evaluating all data provided by Arkansas Promise, along with Promise programs being conducted in 10 other states. Promise demonstration projects all differ, Adams says.
Arkansas Promise recruited 2,000 youth into the program. 1,000 were randomly assigned to a treatment group, 1,000 to a control group. For the treatment group, we provide a coordinated set of services over 5 years. For the control group, we have no further contact with them, so that the evaluators from Mathematica can gauge the outcomes of our research.
Now, control group youth do maintain access to services normally available through school, state, local agencies, and community organizations, but just in case, Promise provides them a list of such services available in their region. Adams operates the grant project with a contract staff of 8 regional recruiters and directors. Grant project principal investigator is Brent Williams, associate professor at the University of Arkansas College of Education and Health Professions. Teens also attend a summer camp on a college campus this year, the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith.
To encourage independent living skills, they attend classes that deal with college and career planning, as well as live in the dorms, eat in the cafeteria, and learn how to do laundry with quarters.
According to census data, Arkansas, along with 5 other states, counts the highest population of residents with disabilities receiving income-based government assistance. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.